Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Tickets, please.
Fridays are movie days here on The Takeaway, and that means we head to our movie date team, our movie date podcast team as well. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, cultural producer here at The Takeaway and co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
You can subscribe to the Movie Date podcast at moviedatepodcast.org. As usual, trivia first. Kristen, I don't know if you're going to get this one. You might.
I never get them.
They're usually designed for you to fail, but you might get this one. We'll see. We're talking about a Vietnam movie today, Last Days in Vietnam, Rory Kennedy's new film. She was on the show yesterday. Well, here's your trivia. Don't answer yet. We're going to save the answer for the end of the segment. 1979 was the year of battling Vietnam movies at the Oscars. Now, Deer Hunter won Best Picture, but what other movie won Best Writing, Best Actor, and Best Actress? That's your question. We're going to come back to it at the end. Don't answer yet. Now, we're going to get to Last Days in Vietnam in a minute. But first, guys, Identical. This is a movie about twin brothers unknowingly separated at birth. One of them becomes an iconic rock and roll star, while the other one struggles to balance his love for music and pleasing his father. I think it's what, Kristen, an Elvis story?
It's kind of a what-if story with Elvis.
All right, well, let's listen.
Look, I know a lot of songs, and I'll sing every one of them until you say yes.
Kid, the jig's up. Here comes the heat.
Might this be the disturbing the peace call?
You called the cops on me?
Oh, I didn't call them. And why are there always police involved with you and me?
Kristen? Officer, look, I ain't going anywhere until this girl agrees to go out on a date with me.
Ooh, I jumped the gun a little bit there. Kristen, we have Ray Liotta, Ashley Judd, Seth Green. What do you think?
You know, we also have this guy. This is so interesting. The guy who plays the kind of Elvis doppelganger, and the Elvis sort of character in this movie, actually was an Elvis impersonator when he was discovered for this movie. So it's just very meta. There's like layers and layers of Elvises in this whole movie. I thought it was a lot of fun. It's ridiculous. It's all over the place. Sometimes you're wondering, why are these big speeches about the state of Israel in this movie? You don't understand why some of the stuff is in there. But for the most part, I thought it was just fun, good-spirited nonsense, and I enjoyed it.
Rafer, what if Elvis had a lost twin?
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea where the story was going in the first place with this whole scenario, but I have to say the odd pro-Israel messages in this film,
what?
Which come out of nowhere. I mean, it's an opinion, you know, we can support the state of Israel, but I mean, what is it doing in an Elvis Presley movie? I have no idea. I have to say, this is the strangest movie I've seen in years. It's so bizarre. The Elvis impersonator guy, Blake Rain, pretty good, but what a strange, strange idea for a film.
Strange movie. Rafer, I think you're voting for it based strictly on strangeness.
Perhaps.
Now, let's go to Last Days in Vietnam. Rory Kennedy was on the show yesterday, talked to her about her new film documenting the last 24 to 48 hours before the fall of Saigon. A fascinating movie. I will put my vote in for it right away. Let's hear a cut from the movie. This is Richard Armitage, who became Deputy Secretary of State in our own current era, talking about his role in the Last Days of Vietnam.
We steamed down to Con Son Island, and we could see on the radar display that there were a lot of blips. And I remember the dawn breaking, the sun coming up, and seeing what I had seen as a radar display in person. There were dozens of ships. And not just Vietnamese naval ships, but also civilian ships. And they were all totally crammed with people.
Rafer, I was riveted by this movie.
Yeah, I think one thing that's good about this film is there's been enough time passed now that I think people are willing to be candid and very honest. And I think the film does a really good job of showing the mistakes that the United States made and also its attempts to do the right thing. And there's kind of tragedy in between that mix. It's a pretty affecting film.
Kristen?
I thought what was most effective were the stories being told by the people who were actually trying to escape, who weren't part of the U.S. military, not part of the U.S. political machine. Families. There's one story that's unbelievable that could have its own movie of a family that takes a helicopter out to a ship. They can't land the helicopter on the ship, and they're jumping one by one onto the ship and being caught by U.S. military. It's unbelievable. The movie's very detailed. It's very touching, and the people are amazing. Their stories are amazing.
And Rory Kennedy described that movie, that part of the movie yesterday. It was absolutely fascinating. That's Last Days in Vietnam. Well, I wanted a chance to talk to both of you guys for a minute, because in 2010, you sat down with the one and only Joan Rivers for the Movie Date podcast. Of course, we're all remembering her life. She died at 81. I just want to real quickly hear from Joan Rivers from The Runway with Melissa in 2008. Listen.
It looks like they took her and wrapped it in yards and yards and yards of fabric. Like, she looked like she was dressed by Martha Stewart's towel department.
Kristen, what was it like to sit down with Joan Rivers?
I was squealing with delight. I was so excited. I've always been a big fan of hers. My grandma and I were big fans, so she's a real personal family connection for me also, as somebody we just loved as a family. And so smart, so groundbreaking, such a trailblazer, and such a role model for people in entertainment and for women in general.
Rafer, I'm sure she took a dig at you.
You know, she didn't. She was very wonderful, but that was one of the first interviews I'd ever done on the radio. And, you know, Joan Rivers really controls a room. And, you know, how can you go head to head with Joan Rivers? I was just some dude trying to get a quote out of her. You know, she dominated me, that's for sure.
Well, we heard some snippets from your interview earlier in the show. We're going to make sure that people can go back and listen to that, your 2010 sit down with Joan Malinsky, as I call her. It's wonderful that you got a chance to do that, and I'm very, very jealous. Well, let's go back to trivia, and I'm going to repeat the question that we had at the top, since we were talking about the last days in Vietnam today. Here was your question. 1979 was the year of battling Vietnam movies at the Oscars. Deer Hunter won Best Picture. What other movie won Best Writing, Best Actor, Best Actress? Kristen.
The actress thing's throwing me off. Coming Home?
Kristen Meinzer, correct.
Oh my gosh, let's listen. The first time I ever got a trivia answer.
To Jane Fonda.
I'm so happy. I wanted to win very much because I'm so proud of coming home.
Let this mark the day that Kristen Meinzer came home to a correct answer in the movie date. In the movie trivia contest, Kristen Meinzer, congratulations.
Thank you.
Rafer Guzman, also on the Movie Date podcast, our Movie Date team. You can download the Movie Date podcast at moviedatepodcast.org. Kristen, congratulations.
Thanks, Todd.